Section. Introduction. In this section, we explore how neural network models learn the hierarchical structure of human language. Many studies have shown that these models can grasp the syntax trees of language, but it's unclear what factors influence this learning process. To investigate this, we test for hierarchical generalization by evaluating how well a model can adapt to new sentence structures it hasn't seen before. One common test for hierarchical generalization is question formation, where a model needs to transform a declarative sentence into a question by moving an auxiliary verb to the front. This task requires understanding both hierarchical rules based on sentence structure and linear rules that dictate moving the first auxiliary verb. Previous research has shown that recurrent neural networks struggle with hierarchical generalization when trained on ambiguous data. Only tree-structured networks, which use explicit parses as inputs, have shown hierarchical generalization. Transformers initially exhibit linear generalization but can eventually generalize hierarchically after extensive training. We aim to understand why transformers show hierarchical generalization despite lacking inherent biases towards hierarchical structure. We investigate how different training objectives influence hierarchical generalization in transformers by considering various tasks like language modeling and sequence-to-sequence modeling. To delve deeper into the generalization behaviors of transformers, we introduce new attention head pruning strategies to identify subnetworks corresponding to hierarchical and linear rules. By using a Bayesian framework, we compare the performance of hierarchical and linear grammars to explain why transformers prefer hierarchical generalization. Our study focuses on training transformers from scratch without pre-training on language data to isolate their biases towards hierarchical or linear generalization. We use synthetic datasets to measure these biases accurately. Our findings reveal that the choice of training objective significantly impacts hierarchical generalization in transformers, with language modeling being crucial for learning hierarchical structure effectively. We also discover that different types of generalizations can coexist within a trained model, influenced by the ambiguity in the training data. By analyzing the posterior probabilities of hierarchical and regular grammars, we show that transformers tend to generalize hierarchically because hierarchical grammars provide a simpler explanation for the data. Overall, our work sheds light on the role of training objectives in shaping hierarchical generalization in transformers and offers insights into how these models learn and generalize language structures. Section summary. In this section, we delve into how the choice of training objective impacts hierarchical generalization in transformers. Among various training objectives and datasets, we find that only language modeling consistently fosters strong hierarchical generalization across different tasks, emphasizing the importance of modeling the entire sequence of tokens for learning hierarchical structure. By exploring different types of generalizations as subnetworks within trained models, we observe that the ambiguity in training data leads to the coexistence of disparate subnetworks, with hierarchical grammars showing higher posterior probabilities compared to regular grammars, shedding light on why transformers tend to generalize hierarchically. Section, background. In this section, we explore hierarchical generalization, which is a type of systematic generalization. We assess how well a model can generalize to new syntactic forms generated from a hierarchical grammar. For instance, we look at converting declarative English sentences into questions by moving auxiliary verbs to the front. This task involves understanding the phrase structure of the language. We compare two rules: the hierarchical rule, which considers the hierarchical structure of the sentence, and the linear rule, which simply moves the first auxiliary to the beginning. We study neural networks trained on data consistent with both rules to see if they generalize hierarchically or follow a linear rule when faced with different sentence structures. We consider five tasks, including question formation in English and German, passivization, tense reinflection, and simple agreement. The training data for these tasks contain examples that adhere to both hierarchical and linear rules. We evaluate the models on in distribution test sets, which have the same distribution as the training data, and generalization test sets, which only follow the hierarchical rule. Each task has specific evaluation metrics to measure the model's performance, such as first word accuracy for question formation and main verb accuracy for tense reinflection. The datasets for these tasks are designed to test the model's ability to apply both hierarchical and linear rules effectively. Section summary. In this section, we explore the concept of hierarchical generalization, which involves evaluating a model's ability to generalize to unseen syntactic forms by considering examples generated from a hierarchical grammar. We compare the effectiveness of hierarchical and linear rules in tasks like question formation, passivization, tense reinflection, and simple agreement, where models are trained on data consistent with both rules and tested on in distribution and generalization datasets to assess their generalization capabilities. Section. How the training objective influences hierarchical generalization. In this section, we discuss how the choice of training objective can impact hierarchical generalization in transformers. Previous studies used different training objectives like sequence-to-sequence and language modeling but did not observe hierarchical generalization in RNNs and transformers. However, a recent study found that a decoder-only transformer trained with a language modeling objective showed hierarchical generalization after extensive training. This distinction was not highlighted in earlier research, so we decided to conduct a detailed study to explore the influence of training objectives on hierarchical generalization. There are several training objectives we considered. 1. Language modeling. This objective trains the model to predict the next token in a sequence based on the preceding tokens. It is commonly used in decoder-only transformer models like GPT. 2. Sequence-to-sequence modeling. This objective involves generating a target sequence given an input sequence and is typically used in encoder-decoder models. 3. Prefix language modeling. Similar to language modeling, this objective generates output text from an input but uses a single transformer decoder instead of an encoder-decoder model. 4. Sequence classification. Here, the model maps the entire sequence to a specific label, such as predicting the correct auxiliary verb for question formation. 5. Close completion. In this setting, the model predicts masked tokens in a sequence, similar to masked language modeling but with specific token masking rules. For our experiments, we trained transformer models from scratch with specific configurations for each task and objective. We used the Atom optimizer with a fixed learning rate, batch size, and number of training steps for consistency across tasks. Each experiment was run multiple times with different seeds to report average performance. Section summary. In this section, we explore how different training objectives impact hierarchical generalization in transformers. Previous studies showed that using a language modeling objective with a decoder-only transformer can lead to hierarchical generalization, unlike sequence-to-sequence objectives. We conduct a systematic study to understand the influence of training objectives on hierarchical generalization, highlighting the importance of the choice of objective in training transformer models. Section: Baselines. In this section, we will discuss the baselines. We set up the test datasets so that a model following a linear rule would achieve 100% accuracy within the known data but 0% accuracy when tested on new data. Only a model following a hierarchical rule would achieve 100% accuracy on both the known and new data for all tasks. When comparing the five objectives across the five tasks, we found that while all objectives performed well on the known data, except for sequence classification, which had slightly lower performance for simple agreement, there was a significant difference in performance on the new data. Specifically, only the language modeling objective consistently achieved high accuracy on all tasks, while models trained with other objectives struggled more. Although Seq2Seq and PrefixLM did well on specific tasks like tense reinflection and passivization, they performed poorly on other tasks. We believe that the choice of objective plays a crucial role in how well the model generalizes hierarchically. The language modeling objective, which involves generating the entire output sequence and computing loss over all tokens, including input tokens, seems to be key for hierarchical generalization. This is because it prevents the model from simply learning a basic transformation from input to output and instead requires it to consider the distribution of input tokens as well. Our training curves also showed a delay in generalization for language models, where they quickly achieved high accuracy on known data but took longer to perform well on new data. Despite this, The language modeling objective consistently outperformed other objectives in terms of generalization. We also observed that transformer language models performed better on German question formation compared to English, possibly due to the richer grammar structure in German data. Our findings suggest that the language modeling objective biases neural models towards hierarchical generalization. We further confirmed this by training RNN models on the question formation task, showing that RNNs also generalize hierarchically when trained with the language modeling objective. Overall, our experiments indicate that language modeling serves as an inductive bias for neural models to generalize hierarchically. Section summary. In this section, we investigate the impact of different objectives on hierarchical generalization in neural models. Our experiments reveal that language modeling serves as an inductive bias for models to generalize hierarchically, contrasting with the linear rule. We find evidence that models trained with the language modeling objective tend to excel in hierarchical generalization, suggesting a potential advantage in capturing hierarchical phrase structures for full sequence distribution modeling. Section. Finding subnetworks. In this section, we utilize pruning to identify subnetworks or circuits that correspond to different generalizations. We employ the attention head pruning method, which involves introducing learnable gates for each attention head of a trained transformer model. This method adds a specific number of learnable parameters based on the number of heads and layers in the model. After training these learnable gates to minimize negative log likelihood and enforce sparsity using an L0 penalty, we end up with gates that are either fully open or closed. A closed gate means that the output of the corresponding head is not considered in the multi-head self-attention computation. The pruning process focuses on selecting subsets of attention heads without modifying the original model's weights. To identify subnetworks consistent with different generalizations, linear rule and hierarchical rule, we introduce three pruning strategies: train prune, gen prune, and train gen prune. These strategies differ in the data used for pruning, either the training dataset, a small portion of the generalization set, or a combination of both. For our experiments, we set specific parameters for pruning and train the model accordingly. We then analyze the impact of different pruning methods on the model's performance, focusing on generalization accuracy and in distribution performance. Through these experiments, we aim to uncover subnetworks that exhibit distinct generalization behaviors. By examining how these subnetworks evolve during model training, we observe the emergence of subnetworks representing linear and hierarchical rules at different stages of training. The competition between these subnetworks persists throughout training, indicating that both types of generalization behaviors are present in the model. Control groups, created by pruning randomly initialized networks, further confirm the existence of these subnetworks within the language model. Our findings suggest that the presence of ambiguous training data, which allows for multiple plausible generalizations, leads to the formation of subnetworks with diverse generalization behaviors. To test this hypothesis, we train the model with disambiguated data consistent with only one generalization rule. The results support our hypothesis, showing that the absence of ambiguity in the training data prevents the formation of subnetworks associated with alternative generalization behaviors. In conclusion, the ambiguity in training data plays a crucial role in shaping the generalization behaviors exhibited by subnetworks within the language model. Section summary. In this section, we utilize pruning techniques to identify subnetworks or circuits that represent different generalizations within a trained transformer model. By introducing learnable gates for each attention head and applying pruning with an L_0 penalty as regularization, we can isolate specific subnetworks without modifying the original model weights. Through various pruning strategies using training and generalization data, we successfully uncover subnetworks that exhibit distinct generalization behaviors, such as linear and hierarchical rules, shedding light on the competition and coexistence of these behaviors during model training. Section. Why do transformer-based LMs generalize hierarchically? In this section, we explore why transformer-based language models, LMs, tend to generalize hierarchically. We consider the concept of simplicity bias, which suggests that neural networks prefer simpler functions to avoid overfitting. Our focus is on comparing hierarchical generalization, hierarchical rule, with an alternative generalization, linear rule, rather than overfit solutions. Despite the initial impression that a linear rule is simpler than a hierarchical one, we argue that modeling dependencies between tokens hierarchically may actually be simpler for transformers trained with a language modeling objective. We present a study that supports the idea that hierarchical generalization is favored over a linear rule-based approach in transformer LMs. By using a Bayesian framework and generative grammars, we assess the simplicity and goodness of fit of hierarchical and linear rules based on the observed data. We find a correlation between a transformer's ability to generalize hierarchically and the dataset being better explained by a hierarchical grammar compared to a regular one, which represents the linear rule, according to the posterior criterion. To operationalize the notion of simplicity, we turn to Solomonov's theory of inductive inference, which formalizes Occam's razor. This theory uses a Bayesian approach to compute the posterior probabilities of competing hypotheses, favoring simpler hypotheses with higher prior probabilities when explaining the data equally well. The posterior probability balances the goodness of fit and simplicity of a hypothesis, akin to Bayesian Occam's razor and the minimum description length principle. To represent the linear and hierarchical rules in our problem, we employ probabilistic generative grammars. Specifically, we use probabilistic context-free grammars, PCFGs, to model the data generation process, considering the entire sequence of tokens in the training data. PCFGs consist of non-terminal symbols, phrases, terminal symbols, words, production rules, a start symbol, and probabilities on the production rules. These grammars help capture the hierarchical phrase structure of a language. By applying constraints to the production rules, we can obtain special cases of CFGs, such as regular grammars with right linear production rules. Section summary. In this section, we explore why transformer-based language models, LMs, prefer hierarchical generalization over linear rules. By leveraging the concept of simplicity bias and using Bayesian inference, we show that modeling dependencies between tokens hierarchically is simpler for transformers trained with a language modeling objective. Through probabilistic generative grammars, we demonstrate that the preference for hierarchical generalization by transformer LMs is supported by evidence showing better explanation of training data using a hierarchical grammar compared to a linear one. Section. A Bayesian view of language generation. In this section, we present a Bayesian perspective on language generation. We can think of the process that creates a dataset D using a probabilistic grammar G. With the dataset D in hand, we can calculate the posterior P, G, mid D, propto P, D, mid G, C D O T P, G. Here, P, D, mid G, represents how likely the data is given the grammar, and P, G, indicates how simple the grammar is. To understand the prior probability of a grammar and its simplicity, we consider grammars as five tuples, V, sigma, R, S, P. Making choices within a grammar involves decisions like the number of symbols, production rules, and their nature. By assigning probability distributions to these choices, we can determine the prior probability of a grammar. We can choose a prior distribution that favors simpler grammars. For instance, using geometric distributions for the number of symbols and productions can give higher probabilities to simpler grammars with fewer elements. By computing the posteriors for grammars representing different generalization hypotheses, hierarchical and linear rules, we can compare how each balances fitting the data well and simplicity. Our method involves applying the Bayesian Occam's razor approach to explain why transformer language models generalize hierarchically. We create a probabilistic context-free grammar, PCFG, for the hierarchical rule and a regular grammar for the linear rule. Data is generated using both grammars, resulting in datasets D underscore text CFG and D underscore text reg. The intersection of these datasets contains examples consistent with both rules, forming our training corpus D underscore text train. We then calculate the posterior probabilities for both grammars given D underscore text train and choose the one with the higher posterior, g caret asterisk equals arg max underscore g in text cfg text reg p g mid d underscore text train. A transformer language model is trained on d underscore text train, and its generalization is evaluated based on g caret asterisk. If g caret asterisk equals text cfg, the transformer follows the hierarchical rule, and if g caret asterisk equals text reg, it follows the linear rule. This selection of g caret asterisk simulates idealized Bayesian learning, and matching the transformer's behavior to g caret asterisk supports a simplicity bias in the training setup. For our study, we focus on the simple agreement task as it allows for straightforward construction of hierarchical and linear grammars. We manually construct the CFG and regular grammars, where the CFG ensures verb agreement with the subject in a hierarchical manner, while the regular grammar follows a linear rule. Both grammars have uniform probabilities for their production rules. We use Chomsky normal form for the CFG and Wright linear form for the regular grammar productions. Terminal symbols are syntactic categories instead of word tokens to model abstract syntactic structures effectively. We create small and large versions of both grammars to generate different sentence types, with the large grammars capable of producing more diverse structures, including relative clauses. Section summary. In this section, we present a Bayesian approach to language generation where we compute the posterior probability of probabilistic grammars based on dataset likelihood and simplicity measures. By assigning probabilities to grammar choices, we can favor simpler grammars, such as those with fewer non-terminals and productions. Applying this Bayesian Occam's razor approach, we construct hierarchical and linear rule-based grammars to train a transformer language model, aiming to understand how it generalizes based on the selected grammar that balances goodness of fit and simplicity. Section: Generating datasets. In this section, we generate datasets by extracting sentence types from four different grammars: D underscore text CFGS, D underscore text REGS, D underscore text CFGL, and D underscore text REGL. Our training dataset consists of sentence types that are common between the context-free grammar, CFG, and the corresponding regular grammar. For the small grammars, our training dataset D underscore text train S is the intersection of D underscore text CFGS and D underscore text REGS, while for the larger grammars, D underscore text train L is the intersection of D underscore text CFGL and D underscore text REGL. These datasets contain sentence types, and we train transformers on sentences generated from them by sampling sentence types and replacing syntactic categories with appropriate tokens. We create a corpus of 50,000 sentences from D underscore text train S and another 50,000 sentences from D underscore text train L using the described procedure. The experiments on simple agreement utilize the dataset derived from D underscore text train L. To generate generalization test sets, we consider sentence types unique to each grammar. For instance, the test set D underscore text test S caret text higher contains sentence types specific to D underscore text CFGS and consistent only with hierarchical rules, while D underscore text test S caret text lin contains sentence types consistent only with linear rules. Similar test sets can be defined for the larger grammars. Moving on to computing the posterior for each grammar, we estimate the posteriors of CFG and regular grammars by calculating the likelihood and prior probabilities and taking their product. The prior probability of a grammar involves considering the number of non-terminals, the number of productions per non-terminal, and the right-hand side of production rules. We use a geometric prior for the number of non-terminals and productions per non-terminal, penalizing grammars with a large number of these elements. For the production probabilities, we use a flat Dirichlet prior and compute the probability of production rules based on the type of grammar. For CFGs in Chomsky normal form, CNF, the probability of the right-hand side of production rules differs from regular grammars. We do not include the probability of the number of terminal symbols in the prior equation, as both CFGs and regular grammars have the same number of terminals in our experiments. The likelihood measures the probability that the dataset is generated from a specific grammar. By estimating the production probabilities using the inside-outside algorithm, we can compute the posterior probability of each grammar given the dataset. Section summary. In this section, we generate training datasets by combining sentence types from different grammars, ensuring commonality between context-free grammars, CFG, and regular grammars. We then create test sets by considering unique sentence types specific to each grammar, allowing us to compare the posteriors of CFG and regular grammars based on likelihood and prior probabilities. By using geometric and Dirichlet priors, we penalize grammars with excessive non-terminals and productions, and estimate production probabilities to compute the posterior probability of each grammar. Section. Other choices of grammars. In this section, we explored different grammars that could potentially generate the training datasets we created. D_text_train_S, D_text_train_L. Apart from the four grammars we initially designed, there are other possible grammars to consider. We looked into two subsets of regular grammars, flat and one state. Flat grammars consist of production rules that list memorized sentences, without any non-terminals other than the starting symbol S. These grammars are useful for memorization without generalization. On the other hand, one-state grammars are similar to finite state automata with a single state, allowing any terminal symbol to follow another. We included these two types of grammars in our analysis as well. Additionally, within the context of context-free and regular grammars, there could be other grammars that perform better on the training datasets. D_text_train_S, D_text_train_L, than the ones we manually created. To address this, we experimented with applying local search on our constructed grammars, using Bayesian model merging to minimize the grammars while enhancing the posterior probabilities on the respective training datasets. While we discussed the results for the hand-constructed grammars in the main text, we provided details on the minimization algorithm and the outcomes for the minimized grammars separately. Our goal was to understand how transformers generalize. We aimed to measure the simplicity of two competing hypotheses, hierarchical and linear rules, that align with the training data used for transformer-based language models, LMs. The posterior probabilities of these grammars help us determine which grammar strikes a better balance between goodness of fit and simplicity. We wanted to see if the trained transformer LM demonstrates generalization by favoring the simpler grammar with a higher posterior. We assessed this by comparing the negative log likelihood, NLL, assigned by the transformer LM to the test sets based on the two generalizations. For instance, we evaluated the NLL of the transformer model trained on data from D_text_train_L on the test sets derived from the hierarchical and linear grammars, checking if it assigns a lower NLL to the test data from the simpler grammar. We computed the average NLL across all examples in a test set for the final assessment. Additionally, we calculated the main verb accuracy, which indicates how well the model's predictions align with the hierarchical or linear rule in the sentences. We compared the log probabilities of all hand-constructed grammars on the two datasets. The one-state grammar had the highest prior on both datasets, being the simplest grammar we studied. However, it also had the worst fit to the data, as indicated by the lowest log likelihood. The flat grammars performed best on both datasets, having the highest log likelihood due to memorizing the training data. Yet, this memorization could lead to increased complexity, especially with diverse training data, resulting in the flat grammar having the lowest log prior on the full dataset. For the dataset with high diversity, D_text_train_L, the context-free grammar, CFG, struck a good balance between simplicity and fit, obtaining the highest posterior. This highlights the advantage of using a hierarchical phrase structured grammar over a linear one for modeling this dataset. However, for the low diversity dataset, D_text_train_S, the one-state grammar had the highest posterior among all grammars, consistent with previous findings that in small datasets, one-state grammars often outperform context-free and regular grammars. This suggests that learning the distribution of syntactic category sequences without abstract non-terminals can be more effective based on the Bayesian criterion. We obtained similar results with some subtle differences for the grammars minimized using the Bayesian model merging algorithm, as elaborated in our detailed analysis. Section summary. In this section, we explore various grammars beyond the four we initially created to generate our training datasets. We consider flat and one-state grammars, with flat grammars focusing on memorization without generalization and one-state grammars allowing any terminal symbol to follow another. By applying local search and Bayesian model merging, we aim to minimize the constructed grammars to improve posterior probabilities on the training datasets. Our analysis compares the simplicity and fit of hierarchical and linear rule hypotheses in transformer-based language models, evaluating generalization through negative log likelihood and main verb accuracy metrics on test sets derived from different grammars. Section. Sensitivity to prior. In this section, we conducted a sensitivity analysis to understand how our results might change based on the prior we choose. We varied the values of the geometric distribution parameter p to be thorough. We tested different values of p for the probability distribution on the non-terminals and number of productions. Our findings aligned with those in the table provided in the appendix. We explored 49 combinations by trying out different values of p for both non-terminals and productions. In each combination, we consistently observed that for the D_train_s case, the CFGS grammar always had a lower posterior compared to the one-state grammar. Similarly, for the CFGL and REG-L cases, the CFGL grammar consistently had a higher posterior than the REG-L grammar across all combinations. Moving on to the performance of transformer-based language models, we trained them on two datasets, D_train_l and D_train_s, and evaluated their generalization on the test sets D_test, --higher, and D_test, --lin. We used 50,000 training examples for both datasets, noting that D_train_l had more diversity compared to D_train_s. For models trained on the low-diversity dataset D_train_s, we observed similar performance on both test sets, indicating no preference for generalizing based on linear or hierarchical rules. However, models trained on the high-diversity dataset D_train_l showed a preference for hierarchical generalization, with better performance on the D_test, --higher, test set. We also evaluated main verb accuracy and all verb generalization accuracy. The model trained on D_train_l achieved close to 100% accuracy on the D_test, --higher, test set, while the model trained on D_train_s showed around 50% generalization accuracy, indicating no clear preference for a specific rule. Further experiments with different model layers confirmed these observations. The transformer models outperformed a baseline heuristic, demonstrating their ability to learn beyond simple rules. Section summary. In this section, we explore the sensitivity of our results to the choice of prior, which can be subjective. By varying the geometric distribution parameter p, we find consistent outcomes across different values tested. When training transformer-based language models on datasets with varying diversity levels, we observe that models trained on low-diversity data show no preference for generalizing based on linear or hierarchical rules, while those trained on high-diversity data tend to generalize hierarchically, achieving higher accuracy on hierarchical test sets. Section. Takeaways. In this section, we present the key findings of our study. We discovered that transformers-based language models can demonstrate hierarchical generalization even when trained on ambiguous data. Under the conditions we tested, the hierarchical grammar not only fits the data well but is also simpler compared to a regular grammar with linear agreements. However, in cases where this condition is not met, the trained transformers do not show a preference for hierarchical generalization. There are some limitations to our study. Firstly, it is possible that there are better grammars, either context-free or regular, in terms of posterior, on the datasets we used. Secondly, we treated transformers as black boxes and did not investigate how these models internally implement hierarchical structure. However, other research has shown that transformer models tend to become more tree-structured as they are trained, providing some relevant evidence. In the realm of human language acquisition, the ability of children to produce grammatically correct sentences following hierarchical rules has been extensively studied. The poverty of stimulus argument suggests that children may not have enough exposure to language to learn complex rules, leading to the idea of linguistic nativism. On the other hand, the empiricist argument proposes that children can use statistical patterns in the language they hear to learn hierarchical rules. Recent work has shown that an ideal learner, given the right data, can infer that a hierarchical grammar is simpler and fits the data as well as a linear grammar. When it comes to neural networks and hierarchical generalization, previous studies have explored how these networks learn and generalize language rules. Some research has shown that certain neural network models exhibit hierarchical generalization, while others may not. Recent findings suggest that transformers, when trained for extended periods, can start exhibiting hierarchical generalization. Additionally, pre-training transformer models on large amounts of natural language data can impart a hierarchical bias in the models. One intriguing phenomenon in deep learning is grokking, where neural networks begin to generalize well after initially overfitting the training data. Various explanations have been proposed for grokking, including the idea that simpler solutions that generalize better may take longer to learn. Researchers have also identified phases during training where grokking occurs in a Goldilocks zone. Section summary. In this section, we find that transformers-based language models can exhibit hierarchical generalization when trained on ambiguous data, with the hierarchical grammar fitting the data well and being simpler than regular grammar in certain conditions. However, there are limitations in finding the best grammars due to the complexity of the search space, and the internal mechanisms of how transformers implement hierarchical structures remain unanswered. Studies on language acquisition in humans suggest that children may innately prefer hierarchical rules over order-based rules, and research on hierarchical generalization in neural networks shows varying performance across different models, with some exhibiting hierarchical bias only after prolonged training. Section. Training dynamics and subnetwork generalization. In this section, we examine the training dynamics and subnetwork generalization in transformer models. We identified both dense and sparse subnetworks in models trained on a sparse parity task. We noticed that the model began to generalize well when the norm of the sparse subnetwork grew rapidly. We also observed the emergence of syntactic attention structure in transformer masked language models. This emergence was linked to sudden drops in loss, which then enabled the model to develop new linguistic capabilities. In related research, it was discovered that certain subnetworks in BERT-based models, after pruning, showed similar performance within the task they were trained on, such as natural language inference and paraphrase identification. However, these subnetworks exhibited significantly different generalization performance outside of their training data. Our own findings align with this observation, highlighting the presence of subnetworks with distinct generalization behaviors. Moreover, our study delves deeper into understanding the specific behaviors associated with these subnetworks, how they evolve during training, and why they coexist in the model during the training process.